I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, a new poll tells us just how deeply last month's earthquake cut into the Haitian diaspora in the U.S. Some three-fifths of Haitians in the U.S. say they lost loved ones. We'll have more in just a moment. But first, we want to talk about the sensitive issue of Americans seeking to adopt Haitian orphans. Recently, the Haitian government put measures in place to slow the overseas adoptions of Haitian children out of concerns that some might become victims of quote-unquote human trafficking. Over the weekend, 10 Americans, a group of Southern Baptists, were detained by Haitian officials after trying to transport 33 children over the border to an orphanage in the Dominican Republic. Laura Silsby is a member of that group. She had this to say at a press conference from Port-au-Prince.
We were told by a number of people, including Dominican authorities, that we would be able to bring the children across. Sir, that's the mistake, obviously, we made, is we did not understand that there was additional paperwork required. The entire team deeply fell in love with these children. They are very, very precious kids that have lost their homes and their families and are so, so deeply in need of, most of all, God's love and his compassion and just a very nurturing setting.
We are joined now by Associate Pastor Drew Hamm of Central Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. Members of his church were detained along with Laura Silsby. Thank you for joining us.
Michelle, my pleasure. Thank you.
So, Pastor Hamm, do you have a sense of what went wrong here?
Michelle, as best that we can gather, basically it's a misunderstanding of paperwork. Our folks had contacted the Dominican authorities. They were in touch with an orphanage in Haiti. And Michelle, just kind of to nuance that introduction a little bit, it was not our purpose to try to adopt children out of Haiti. Our purpose was simply to set up an orphanage, which has been set up in the Dominican Republic, and offer orphans the opportunity to receive the medical care and the physical care that they wouldn't be able to receive otherwise.
I see what you're saying, but I just want to pin down who these children are. To your knowledge, these children were already identified as orphans or without caregivers in Haiti, and to your knowledge, they were already living in an orphanage. Do I have that right?
Yes, ma'am. To our knowledge, that's the best that we've been able to understand, although our communication has been very limited with our team and with Haitian officials as well.
Does your group have any experience running an orphanage?
No, ma'am. We have a lot of experience as far as mission trips, but and as far as running a particular orphanage, no, ma'am.
What is your connection to the group, to the orphanage where these children were taken from? Did you have some affiliation with them, some institutional affiliation with them, personal relationships?
Michelle, here's how I can explain it. We just heard that bit from Laura Silsby. Laura and her co-founder, Carissa Coulter, have had a dream of opening an orphanage in the Dominican Republic. Specifically, and their purpose was to reach out to children and Haitian children who might be the victims of child trafficking. And so that was really their heart. The two of them came into the life of this church about a year ago, and we were aware of their dream to start this orphanage. And so we were in support of that and expected a long relationship with them and trying to help them rescue children from the child trafficking issue.
So you're just not sure how they happened to connect with this particular group of children?
Correct, Michelle. I've kind of read the reports that everybody else has read, and it's our understanding that they did have a contact in Haiti, a gentleman who was running a number of orphanages who put them in touch with children that were known orphans.
Do you have any sympathy for, I understand this must be very upsetting. These are people you know and you feel that you can vouch for their good intentions, so I can understand how upsetting it is to you and to your fellow parishioners, but do you have any sympathy for the position of the Haitian government to be being concerned that there are people taking children out of the country? They don't know where they're going. They don't even know whether their parental rights have really been terminated or are in question.
Yes. Michelle, and I can't even speak for the families of those who are detained. It was of significant note to them that the Haitian government is paying particular attention to those children that may be crossing the borders. And real honestly, we're grateful that the Haitian government is cracking down, because the question was posed to me a couple of days ago by another reporter. Does it seem ironic to you that the very problem that you are seeking to combat, the problem of child trafficking, is the reason that your folks have gotten arrested? And certainly that does seem to be quite a bit odd, but I hope that the Haitian government would crack down significantly nationwide just to make sure that children aren't being trafficked and sold into slavery. And so I certainly understand that. I'm grateful that they're being very careful. At the same time, I would say the folks that went down, I know that they were certainly trying to live above board, to cross the T's, to dot the I's, to do everything that they were told to do. And from the best of their knowledge, they had done that.
Will you keep us posted?
Would be happy to. Thanks, Michelle.
Pastor Drew Hamm of Central Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Ohio. Members of his church were detained in Haiti after trying to transport a group of Haitian children to an orphanage outside of the country. Pastor Hamm wants to emphasize that they were not necessarily operating with the intention of placing these children for adoption, but merely moving them, as he understands it, to safer circumstances. Pastor Hamm, thank you for speaking.
My pleasure, Michelle. Thank you so much for your time and your quest for truth. God bless you.